Oh my God. All I know is that something will shift. You don't have determination. That's why you come today and come tomorrow. When a man is determined, he will never leave. The Bible said Elijah took his head and put between his knees and he said, Oh God, I feel like praying. One of the most striking words in the scripture when it pertains to the move of God is that word that is called until. It captures the philosophy of consistency and continuity. You see, many years ago, I was doing my youth service, and those days, if you served as Nigerian Christian Corpus Fellowship, maybe state executive, you served as one. You were prayo. Me, I used to be prayo those days. And if you serve them, you will see people coming from many places, many capacities. Some of them were fellowship president, were many things. So when you appear, you will not immediately understand the positions and the capacities of people until after some seasons of time, you will begin to see the manifest dimension of the grace. Anyway, that's not what I'm saying. There is the vice president. It's just that they don't call it vice president. What do they? General secretary. They call him, those days we call him uncle. In our place we call him uncle. There is something the young man did that is one of the most heaviest thing that has happened to some of us. When he was coming for youth service, do you know what he did? He went and packed all the messages of Apostle Aromi and came for youth service. I don't even know that kind of name exists on this planet. So when I entered family house, I started, almost half of the people there were playing it. Before I know what is happening, they loaded half, about 15 on my phone. I don't even open it. But there is something that caught my attention. Follow me. Are you with me? Those days I knew that my calling has become prayer. And when we saw him, the man, two times in our orientation camp, I saw one of the messages. The name of that message is The Fire of Prayer. Say after me, The Fire of Prayer. And I stumbled on the second one. The name is Staying Power in Prayer. I've not heard that kind of, I've heard many things about prayer, but I didn't know that there is something attached to staying in prayer. When I listened to it up to 10 times, you know what I did? I went and cut out the first 10 minutes. Many people have that first 10 minutes of these two, but they didn't know where it came from. I cut out 10 minutes. Every day of my 1 year, every night I was playing it. Every night. Not once, I'll put it on repeat, that 10 minutes. I'll put it for 1 hour or two or three that I pray. Maybe with a few other things. What was striking my heart is that the man was saying, give us the tarrying power, the tarrying grace, the staying power. It was there that I learned consistencies, the staying power, as an experience of my life. Because one of the evidence is that I did not be jailed for 1 year. I never knew it was possible. Those days, my mother... These days, we can say God bless my mother, but those days, man, now punishment too. My mother will wake us up and say that we will have 1 week night vigil. 1 week. When he says 1 week, it sounds like 10 years. And she will wake us when the sleep is about to be sweet. She will wake us around 12:01, and then she will share. This person will lead praise. Three. This person three. This person lead. After we have done it to 45 minutes to 1 hour, she will now say, we are still in prayer. I come on there better. 1 day, 2 days, 3 days. Those days, night vigil is terrible. Today, my sister Chidimma does night vigil for fun. But those days, her greatest labor, she can fast, but do night vigil. In fact, from my experience, a man that becomes consistent in doing night vigil is a strong person. Do you know, I found out you can fast, but night vigil is a higher level, is a higher level. You can be fasting and be doing that your nursing work. Maybe so. But when you come back in the night, you are tired. And you look upon your bed. Oh my God. Where is Gloria? And you look upon your bed, and your bed will say, come unto me, oh my darling. Come unto me, oh my darling. On those days, your bed is your enemy. Say after me, stay in power. Say after me, tarrying grace. I have noticed nothing significant will be done by God and in the name of God when men don't learn how to stay in prayer and stay for long. A man that doesn't know the labor that is in prayer will say that the person that went and farmed one
1 acre of land has done more work than the man that came and groomed. That man doesn't understand the measure of labor. When a man groans, you know the challenge. Your spirit, your soul, and your body is put to work. But when you are farming, it's just your body. Is it not true? Highest, what will be involved? Reduce it. Highest, what will be involved is your mind. But your spirit is out of it. But when a man groans, the three dimension of you is compounded together. If you have not gotten the three dimension of you involved in this kind of prayer, probably you are not groaning, probably you are not traveling yet. And the deeper you get into it, the more it fuses together until you cannot separate what you are thinking from what you are doing and from what your spirit is doing. It is in that plane that you see somebody, you'll be doing like this. You say, why is the person doing like this? That's how the spirit is bending, like this. The spirit is doing like this. The soul is doing like this. When you finish in the natural, try it. Bend like this and do it for 10 minutes. You can't do it. I'm telling you, you can't do it. But I was watching a sister yesterday, and the sister was like this for 45 minutes. Not like this, or like this. Say after me, a spirit is involved. In fact, say better. The Holy Spirit is involved. I have found that when you learn the way of the Spirit, you will be the one to say is enough. I'm telling you. One day, many of the things you are saying, Holy Ghost, give me, you will say it's too much. Somebody chatted me on Facebook and he said, I don't know what you have done to me. I said, what is it? He said, I listened to your message, I cannot stop praying again. That I should pray for her so that it will reduce. He said, I should pray for her so that it should reduce. And then that is when I found out that many people are not ready for what they are asking for. Are you sure you are ready? When the impact of this, your prayer, start coming in your life, start manifesting, you find out, you will say, Jesus, so I don't mean it like this. I mean, take it easy. But by that time, my prayer for you is that it will be too late to go away. It will be too late. It will be too late because your faculties has been galvanized by the Spirit. Your days, your thinking, your walking steps, your thoughts, your desires, your pursuits have been galvanized. Yes, you can't go back. That one you added is not, that one you added now is from somewhere now. Jesus. William said inspiration. It's only my brothers that we understand. Bro, I beg, don't be inspired that dimension again. It is what it is, bro. Hey, glory to God. Greet your neighbor beside you. Say, welcome to service. What did the person say? Like Chomo Kafo, the way she's squeezing, I don't understand. Greet the person at your left hand side and on your right hand side. Find out what that lady is saying. Why is she doing hand for you like this? Do hand for her like this too. Amen. You are blessed. So we are looking at lectures on revival. We have quite a few scriptures to look into. And from what we are able to look into yesterday, but you now remove the thing, bata. Baba, the way you are looking fresh, when last did you fast? Somebody give him the mic. Let's find out. Let's find out from Baba. When was it? Am I the only one noticing the freshness? He has to even wear a t-shirt so that you guys will see. I will detain you in this place. You need 3 days dry fasting so that we calibrate you in the spirit. Since you people finished the 7 hours, everybody went on retreat in Enugu. Nobody is doing anything now. You now hung your boot. Look at the way you are looking fresh. Are we still in training? Sometimes you need to find out from your brothers whether they are still in training. Some of them are looking too fresh. Amen. So yesterday we began to look into increase the volume just more. Yesterday we began to look into the basis for God's working in this season. It is that the king wants to come back. The king wants to come back to his throne in our heart, and the king wants to come back to the throne, his throne in our territory, to the throne, his throne in your family. Do you know the pattern of salvation in the New Testament, especially in the Acts of the Apostles? The scripture said that you'll be saved, you and what? So the least a man should get is him and his what? You know, when I started believing your prayer, it was when he came. You know, for him now, he thinks he came by his power. It is because your prayer started becoming correct. Now you can say, if they ask you, are you an intercessor, say yes, because you have used your prayer and knocked water in. Before you know what is happening, he started groaning. It's not that he started going to church. Sometimes he started groaning. That somebody started going to church is a whole different thing. It's not what I'm talking about. I'm not interested in churchgoers. Even that you got born again and started speaking in tongues is not what I'm talking about. It's wabai. That's what I'm talking about. You see the way it affected you small, no be so. That kind of prayer can make somebody that is off, you move 180 degrees and turn back. There is no counseling that your mother and father gave him that was working. Okay, let's leave him because he's already a pastor in a church. Let's talk about victory. That one is clear. The guy concocted the highest high. You want to go the highest high, that if he goes that high, he will not be higher than it again. When he took the concussion, Jesus spoke to him through the concussion. May you intercede till God speaks to your brother through his Igbo. When he's seeing the smoke, it will turn to the glory of God, and Jesus will speak to him through the Igbo. Is it not Saul that became Paul? He was breathing threatenings on his way to commit more murder. Jesus appeared to him. There was a gatekeeper called Ananias. He was not called an apostle, but he was a gatekeeper. He was the one that arrested Paul in the spirit. The manifestation is that Jesus had to appear in the natural and say, I am Jesus whom you persecute. Meanwhile, it is the church that is at Damascus that Paul was going to. And they interceded to show you who was involved. They came and told Paul that there is a man that you will meet. His name is Ananias. He is the gatekeeper. Until he touches you, you don't have future in God. You don't have future in ministry. He is the one that arrested you. Huh? I say you can arrest men in prayer. Huh? I say, as you are praying, see the person in the spirit and say, hey, can I arrest you now? Hey, can I won't go tie? Is there your brother or your sister or your mother or your father that have not followed this our way? But go there tie for 1 minute. Go there tie now. Satan! You and your household. You and your household. You and your household. Oh my God. Sote bela kapepante. Ruata papena kambe. Zaparanta kapapana teli. Rapata pata kapata kapatai. Akua, akua. That's it. 1 more minute. On one day I'll die, I'm a raging. sometimes o nwere ike o wuru ngunwa ini diri ikpo nwere tai money got a different na kwa na. Some people, this prayer is for themselves. Is it not true? The first note on our lecture, number one, the majority of the initial works of revival are foundational and restorational. Number one is what? The majority of the initial work of revival are foundational and restorational. What did I say? The majority of the initial work of revival are foundational and restorational. Ejelu, what did I say? The majority of the initial work of revival are foundational and what? Restoration. God will help us to do justice to it with a few scriptures. First scripture, Isaiah chapter 58, verse 12. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 12. And they, if you are there, say amen. Somebody come and give Chiamaka the mic so that she will read for us. I hope you have King James. Hallelujah.
Those from among you shall build the old waste places.
Mm-hmm.
You shall rise up the foundations of
Is that King James?
Yes,
New King James.
Yes,
I want. Okay, read New King James.
You shall rise up the foundations of many generations,
mm-hmm.
and you shall be called the repairer of the bridge, the restorer of the streets to dwell in.
Watch, are you with us in this scripture? Mark the scripture. Where is your Bible? Now, wow. The guy is begging, so let's leave him. We would have shown you on the camera. And then, and they that shall be of thee shall build. So after me, the worst places. You know what is the worst places? How many of you, your father built a house before you were born? No, be so. That house is now old. To the point, watch. How many of you, your father built house before you were born? Did you notice that if nothing happened to that house, the former roof it had, the thing has gone. Is it not true? And if your father didn't succeed in having money subsequently, the same roof will still be there. Especially, remember that roof that they use something like green and then move around it. How many of you have that kind of that means your father used to have money. He still has money. The way I'm looking at him today, no be so. The man of God, Joshua Bolum police star, so. Your
Your father is an intelligent man. Not in the natural, in the spirit. When he came, do you know the first thing he said? He said, you mean we are inside in court and we are doing this thing? Do you know what he said? He said that there are too many altars here that we, that how are we surviving? When he said that thing, Anna opened my heart. You saw where we are laughing together. How can you be laughing with somebody that doesn't understand your language? I was very impressed. He said that dark powers in this place is too much. How are we surviving? That this is the worst of the worst of the place that anybody can start anything in this town. That's why you can't miss that. You can't miss Naibiji. If you miss Naibiji, it won't net Uchiel. David, are you saying they know they cover you with net many nights? When they cover you with that net, there is nothing you will do. The sleep on you will be like a mantle. You will stand and be shaking yourself and be sleep. As you are shaking yourself, you are still sleeping. I have seen it. It is not just that you are walking, or you are shaking yourself, dancing. But somehow you are still sleeping. How many of you has happened to me? We have many people. Men have experienced this. So. And then after some time, you yield to the thing. Man, no be firewood. As you are dancing, in your mind, you are still dancing. You just realize after 10 minutes that it is in your sleep you are dancing. The dance is in your sleep. May they not cover you with net, Elijah. May they not cover you with net. Let all the nets covering you by 1 p.m. be removed. People like Elijah now is double net. We need thunder to strike your own net. It's thunder. Fire. Fire is no more enough. Do you know why you behave like that? You don't know that where you are is the headquarters of Satan. That is why, are you with me? If you want to learn ministry, learn it in the hardest place. When you come to other places, the ease with which you will do ministry will surprise everybody. Because if you come to that place, what they are calling hard is what you use for chewing stick. When you leave, you will see some pastors say that they are struggling to pray, that their prayer life is no more consistent. You ask them, they say, you know, that they used to pray 30 minutes at least once every 2 days or 3 days. Watch, that's the average prayer life. I read the book, they said an average American pastor prays for 10 minutes. Abi 5 minutes, I don't know. 10 minutes, Abi. And they are using it and preaching all those things. You want to go abroad and join them. I'm not interested in going to America. I'm not interested in going abroad. I like where I am. I use COVID-19 to know that there is no need rushing abroad. Because throughout COVID-19, we are here groaning in Bambedete. Barakata. Many of the people in Canada, in US, their life in the spirit was sustained by what we are doing here. And you are in a hurry to go. No. We will stay in this Nigeria and become Jagabam so that we will be determining what government will say. Government cannot come and lock us down when they cannot prove any point. Are you getting the point? But if you go to America with all your anointing, they will lock you inside one place. With all of your anointing. I like it in Nigeria. I'm telling you. You see all these things Joshua used to do in the night when he used to pray. And be drawing the chair like this. Your neighbor will call police on you in the US. Me, I'm telling you. what you hear, somebody will knock on the door and they say, police, police. I said, me and Bulldozer, we went for a meeting somewhere. And the labor was much. So he took one portion, I took one portion. We were groaning deep in the night. We forgot ourselves. And then, we are in a hotel, very big hotel. And then all the roommates, all the people in the hotel, they gathered and said, what is happening is somebody about to die in this room? We told them, sorry, we are just caught up. Huh? You don't know what you are enjoying that you can express. I say, I know what Jesus is enjoying. He leaves people and goes to the mountain. One of the major reasons is so he can shout. So he can groan. You don't need to explain yourself. Amen. Oh. And they that be of thee shall build the old waste places. Thou shalt raise up. Now, first word you will mark is build. Say after me, build. Second word you will mark is foundations. Huh? Are you with me? Where is your Bible? You are still in Port Harcourt. When you come back, you tell me. You can't, people in Port Harcourt, they can't follow. So, another word is repairer. Another word is restorer. Are you with me? Where is your Bible? Are you marking it? Why now? Huh? Huh? New Living, they can write it in another way, but it's still in your, if it's not in your Bible, throw away the Bible. Number one is what? Build. Number two is what? Number three is what? Number four is what? Now, this is a season where the move of God is breaking out in the midst of the people. And God is raising functionaries to shoulder and pioneer those moves. And these functionaries have specific dimension of assignment as the fundamental need in that revival. See, every revival is standing on many structures. And the foremost in those structures are foundational in nature. They are restorational in nature. Huh? Are you with me? Follow me now. It will mean that God is interested in dealing with foundational matters. And I will still show you, there are four layers of impact. Revival has four layers of impact. But that's not where I'm going. That is about the second or third point. Every revival has four layers of impact. Now, follow me. When we begin to groan and travail for revival, do you know the first place, the first point of call that God will begin to touch? He will begin to touch the foundational matters of your life. One, he will begin to touch the foundational matters of the territory. Two, he will begin to touch the foundational matters of the church. Are you with me? If you are with me, say amen. Amen. That is why normal prayers cannot bet revival. Normal prayers cannot what? Bet. Only groanings and travelings in the spirit have the capacity to bet the revivals of God. Revival are born in the wombs of the spirit. Men that the Holy Ghost have completely galvanized and collected their womb. So anytime they open their valve, it is a theater that the Holy Spirit has gotten once again and is incubating something. Anytime you appear to pray, is an opportunity for the Holy Spirit to incubate another matter. Those kind of men are yielded to the purposes of God. Their prayer cannot be normal prayer. Their prayer are the prayers of God. Are you with me? God takes possession of their person. And the utterance they release, the motions that their body take, is an expression of what is captured in the heart of God. That burden is expressed through their vessel. That is why the scripture told us in the book of Romans chapter 8, for we know not what we should pray for as we ought to, for the Holy Ghost, what? Helpeth our infirmities. The Bible said, he that knoweth the mind of God maketh intercessions for us according
to the will of God. That means that when a man prays correctly and his prayer and travail has been correct, has lined up with the emphasis that is in the heart of God, you are not the one praying. That is why I call it the prayers of God. Are you with me? When will our generation leave their prayer and pray the prayer of God? The hand of God will not come. The days that we seek, it will continue to be far. If we continue to pray what we think is prayer that we need to pray. The day that our eyes leave our own emphasis and turn and begin to pray the prayer of God, we'll find out that even our prayer point will be answered and be well. Let me show you what I'm saying. When the initial move of God, the initial dimensions of the move of revival begins, God will begin to touch foundational matters. Are you with me? Now, this is the import. Let's use persons as an example. I need you to know that 70% of the reason why your life has not turned out the way it should is traced to foundational issues. Foundations of your lineage and foundations of your upbringing. The foundations of your Christian life and the foundations of your living upon the face of the earth. All of them can be traced. Every single thing. The illness, the affliction, the mindset. Are you with me? Are you with me? Or are you sure you are with me, dog? If your parents are educated more, it is 70% given that you will be educated. Is it not true? That is the impact of foundation. This has nothing to do with you. It has to do with the people and things that has come before you. Anything that a man can stand on, anything that a building can stand on, anything that a construction can stand on, is called what? Yes. It's called what? It's called what? That means when you appeared in your family, you are standing on something. And many of the things you are standing on, you are not even aware of them. Huh? You just appeared and started going to school. If they begin to trace to you your origin, you will know that your journey is far. You are just making progress in years. You have not made progress in destiny. When you begin to make progress in destiny, your trajectory will not be forward. Your trajectory will be backward first. Are you with me? Because before a man will move forward, he has to travel back to the things that has happened in time before he has appeared. And by the power of the Spirit, by the authority that is invested in him as a result of the fact that he has been brought into a new covenant, and the facilitator of that new covenant is an eternal being. He is not limited by time, such that if what is the basis of the oppression that is negative in your life happened 100 years ago, it is not a problem for the Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost can pick out that matter as if it happened yesterday and bring it up before you, either by revelation or by burden, or just by a leading to live a certain kind of life that have the capacity to break the yoke that has been there for long. But what is important is that the Spirit will take you back first. So many people think that before God, if God wants to move in their life, that God will just start with them. No, if God wants to move, he will take you back. You will so deal with foundational and family matters for long. Because in dealing with them, what you don't know is that you are securing the future. See, let me tell you, there is nothing new under the sun. That was the testimony of the preacher. Huh? What has been is and what will be. Are you getting the point? If you want to understand the future, you need to study history. There is nothing new that wants to happen that has not happened in the past. What we have is a cycle of oppressions. Huh? And you need to understand that all that happens is that men appear in time and punctuate those cycles. So when you appear, you start where? Probably in the cycle of events that has been invented by those spirits that pioneered that order. Huh? You are in the tail end, or you are in the beginning. That is the basis of... How many of you have heard that word, Obanje? How many of you have heard it before? Why are you people doing as if you have not heard it? Okay, the people that have heard it, come this side, let me teach you. The people that have not heard it, if you have heard it, do you know what they mean by that? They want to tell you that somebody has appeared again. Is it not true? Now, it is, watch. That is a cycle of the oppression of a spirit.
What's the problem? That is a cycle of the oppression of a spirit that is punctuated by human beings. Are you with me? Now, by the time that cycle is getting to a point, by the time you were born, you were representing something in the time within that cycle. Are you with me? Follow me now. Within that cycle. Huh? And somebody else have represented that thing before. Are you getting the point? So when you appear representing the same thing, they will now say, how many of you, your name is Nena? Okay, your official name is not Nena, but your grandmother or grandfather or uncle or anybody calls you Nena or Nana or Nene. Raise your hand, my friend. Because I need to help you. After this teaching, we are going to enter into a dangerous dimension of deliverance. We need to do adult dedication. What is Nene? I want to ask you now, what do you think is Nene? Nene is my mother's mother. What do you think they are saying? I will stop there. What is Nana? Return it to what it was. It is not only for the female. Huh? There are many male names littered that is a reference to the father and grandfather. How many of you have heard some names like Onochie? Give me other names like that. Obonna. Mwafo. Mwafo. No, something better. Uh-huh. No. Where am I? Will be warrior. Huh? Let me. Where do you say? Uh-huh. I need two people so that we'll make progress. No. Huh? The people answer that kind of name. Huh? No. Somebody said Babatunde. Baba, come and explain your name. What is Baba Tunde? Is he correct? Your father came again. Hey! Baba, you need 3 days dry fasting. He said his name is Barnabas, not Baba Tunde. So... So some of those names is an attempt to represent your spiritual reality. Because as far as they are concerned, another human has appeared to punctuate the cycle of events that spirits have engineered and pioneered. Are you with me? And the last man that stood in that office was your great-grandfather. The last person that stood in that office was your grandfather. The last person that stood in that office was your father. I'm telling you, go and check it. If your father is a pastor, a man of God, more often than not, if you are the first son, they will name you Joshua. Is it not true? Go and check all pastors' children. There is Joshua and Caleb. Joshua and Caleb. I will not tell you my English name, so. Joshua and Caleb. That's what they are trying to say, that a being have appeared in time to punctuate something again. Are you getting the point now? So in the same way, things travel in your foundations and men embody it.
So when you begin to seek God, now remember, I'm reducing this revival in individual context so that it can help your understanding. Are you with me now? When God begins to move in your life, if it is indeed a genuine move and revival of God, He'll begin to emphasize on your foundations. Because He knows that there is no real progress that a man has made in the context of his destiny and the execution of the purposes of God that is finding expression through his life when he has not traveled down to the things that happened before he appeared. Because you didn't just, you are standing on something. What are you standing on?
Foundation.
Which foundation?
You are standing on the foundation of the rock, Jesus. But in your family, now, you are standing on the one your father did. That's why after some time, somebody will die. After some time, somebody will die. And you can't do anything about it because you just appeared and they gave you boss. There are things that has happened. Some of you, your great-grand did terrible things. Now, this is what will happen. We are not saying that it has validity to affect you, but you have to enforce the invalidity. The fact that is invalid on your life, you have to enforce it. In fact, the believer by it to also reverse the impact on every other person in the family. Are you now seeing where I'm going? The salvation captured in the book of Acts is what? You and what? So you can by intercession change it. So when a man becomes strong, that is why when you start groaning, you begin to see a lot of things concerning your family. Any small thing you see your family, you will start seeing that you are not as strong as you thought. Because there is nothing as powerful in affecting the manifestation of a man's destiny like foundations. What is in foundation can damage the impact of what you have done for 3 to 5 years. That is why sometimes before you appear in ministry, God will hide you out in intercession. Anybody that came out in ministry without many years of intercession, more often than not, will not last. You have to, I'm not saying you don't know what to preach. You must have a track record of intercession. Because are you hearing what I'm saying? I'm saving your life. And this is a pattern that is enshrined in the scripture. That before God begins to move in the manifestation, what people call revival is the manifestation. But when God started dealing with foundational matters of the church, foundational matters of our life, foundational matters of our family, foundational matters of the territory, what people don't know is that revival have started. When God started emphasizing on foundation, then revival have started. Because the revival have to stand on something. And that thing that is standing upon, resting upon, the buildings of God, what it is resting upon, are called what? Foundation. Say after me, are called what? Foundation. So in your individual life, when you begin to travel deep in God's intent for your life, when you begin to intercede, He will begin to unveil matters that you never know existed. And in different stages, He will remove you. Because the Bible said, physician, heal yourself. Is it not true? Meaning that the man that will stand in the stead to bring redemption to his family will first of all receive his own redemption. Will first of all receive his own salvation. Is it not true? When you begin to pray and fast, you begin to see what is wrong with your family. You have never known that something is actually wrong with your family. You come and eat chicken every Sunday, and they take you out to the beach. Where do you used to go when you were small? You used to go to the beach. I said it. So you go to the beach and you think everything is all right. Until you begin to groan and pray. When you groan and pray, you will receive a lot of unveilings. You will see that things are not as good as you thought. You will now realize that the things you thought were weaknesses in your father, where he made a lot of effort to conquer it. But there are things in the foundation that derailed him in destiny. And you will look at his eyes and see the regret of a man that did not fulfill his days. Initial days in your life, you will blame him and blame people. You will think you should have had better in this life. What you didn't know is that things bigger than him stopped him. And when you arise and you don't give yourself to intercession for long, it will not take time. Watch. Before you are 18, you will start seeing the signs. By the time you are 24, the signs of those weaknesses and frailties will riddle your life. You will see yourself start small, small. You start making the mistake of your fathers. One of the signs that a man has broken free from the foundational issues that hold people in families, foundational issues that hold people in territories, foundational issues. Are you with me? For example, there are issues that hold men that do ministries in Eastern Nigeria. I can give you seven of them, but that's not my business. One of the proof that you are broken free from those kind of territorial foundational matters is that you now look at your life and see that the things holding them is no more holding you. For example, one day I prayed and groaned for years. I was in Makurdi that time. And one of the days I was in the room. I was living with my father in the Lord those days. I was studying. My table used to face the wall like this. And then the window is on this side. I was studying one afternoon. Are you with me? Oh?
Yes,
if you are with me, say amen. Amen. This amen is too low. So,
if,
see, Elijah didn't say amen. So I understand he has much burden because of the net. He has much burden. If you are with me, say amen.
Amen.
As I was studying, then the Lord gave me an encounter. I will not give you the details of the encounter, but the summary of the encounter is that God told me that finance will not be an issue for me in ministry. I need you to know that if you are doing genuine ministry in Eastern Nigeria, your number one problem is finance. Occultic people will come on, but they will want to put your hand in that thing they are doing. And I've never seen anybody that accepted occultic money, especially when you are starting, that made progress. You will come and they will galvanize your, especially when they see prayer ministry like this, they will convert our prayer to praying for their needs. When I wanted to start initially, a man called me and said, "You will give me 4 million. My sister, this is the days I was trekking. I was trekking from that my father's house to roundabout. There is a library there that I trek every day. And of course, if you trek to go, that means there is no money for food. And then I will trek back. And then I'm fasting, I'm speaking in tongues, I'm studying. And somebody came in that season and said, "Say after me, 4 million.
4 million.
I didn't hear you. Say after me, 4 million.
4 million.
Some of you, you don't have respect for money. I didn't say you should love money. I say respect money. Believe it. 4 million is big money. It can change your life. My God. It's only people like Antonia. I'm not sure they need money. What they need is horns and thrones. I came one day to our WhatsApp group. I was releasing financial blessings, releasing all kinds of stuff. Him, Justice, and Gochku, they were looking for horns. They were looking for territories. I say, "Oga, I say money. There is time for everything. You and your horn." You and your home will be shaking like this. You are still young. Later, you will remember this thing. I told one man of God now, many years ago, he didn't believe it. Years later, when he now started his own, he now saw that there are fundamental things that God will give you as a sign in ministry. It must come. It must come. Especially if you are genuine. Especially if it's a prayer movement, if it's a prayer ministry. Go and check all prayer ministry. They suffer from finance. I know it from experience. Go and check. I know from experience, not just that I heard, because I was born into one. See, all my life, all I have experienced all kinds of prayer ministry. Beyond the one my father started. My father started a prayer and prophetic ministry. My father is the more prophetic person. My mother is the more prayer person. He's a prayer and prophetic move. But before his own, there was one we used to go. If I call the place now, some of you might know it. The place is at Ufuma. How many of you know that place? Oga, you are a suspect. Your family has gone deep. If you went to that place is the foremost prayer and prophetic move in Southeast in the early late 70s and early 80s. You know, your grandmother went there. Abi. My father is one of their ministers. My father used to be one of their major prophets. Let me stop. So, what I'm trying to tell you now, watch. Are you with me? Every woman has financial challenge because your money is important when he's praying. Your touch is just so. If the greatest proof that God is with us in a prayer movement is if he breaks that yoke, if you are correct, Satan will take money from you. Is either he takes money from your hands or he gives you the one that will pollute the work. There is a kind of money we collect here. We cannot pray again. No. I hope you know. There are certain things I cannot teach. Jasper cannot come out and say, all of you, hold your hands together. Hold your. Who will hold his hands? The reason why you are shouting is because there is no money. Joshua, me and you will prove to this generation the reason why we are groaning is not because of money. You will keep 1 billion in your account and come to here and lie down and groan for 24 hours. Poverty is a bastard. Those things is nothing. It will not affect who you are. It will not affect your pursuit. It will not affect your hunger. Huh? Are you with me? So when I had that encounter, God told me that it will not be an issue. It is in that place, after many years and months of prayer and obedience to instructions, that God responded to me in breaking that yoke. If not, we'll come here and be praying and God will be moving. Huh? If not, we'll still be using, you know that our gem. God's love. Where are you? You know, have you carried that gem you borrowed us? It's still here. I need to find that gem. You cannot be saying anything happened to it. It's a sign of where God has brought us. Huh? We used to borrow his gem. If not, we will still be on that gem. And then every day, mechanic will be collecting our money. And then they will collect, do something, it will serve. Collect, do something. And then we will come and pray. And God will move. Then we'll go. Money will be very far away. I'm telling you. There are things that are not compatible with revival and prayer movement that we have here. It's not compatible from my experience. And one of them is this. But when you are not included in that your intercession for revival to come, is the fact that he wants to break a foundational issue that is linked to finance. If you start praying for only five, that's the problem with people. They come and start praying, oh God, the financial fortune should change. They are only praying that the finance of my family, my life is bad, this one. If you continue praying that way, you will not see results. Because something is powering that thing. And it is where? In the foundation. So when by intercession you handle the things that has gone wrong in the foundation, you will not remember when your financial issue has been solved. You will just notice that you are still saying, I don't have enough money. But you are forgotten that there were days you cannot even recharge your phone. You are not hearing me.
As you are saying you don't have money, there were days you can't recharge your phone. But now God has increased you. And fresh demands are there, but you are not where you used to be. No man will ever succeed in executing the destiny that God has ordained for him in God that is not given to long seasons of intercession. It is in those intercessions God deals with the matters you never know about. The matters of foundation are tough because they are hidden out of sight. Are you with me? Foundation. The move of God will not manifest in the realm that every man will see it until we have done foundational work. The problem with foundational work is that it is not in sight. Are you with me? The eyes don't see it. It is not given to... It's not given to exuberance. It's not given to, exposure, ovations, all those things. Encomiums is not given to it. It's given to labor in the secret. Sometimes in intercession, you will pray for 5 years. You will not see one result. You will not see one proof to show that your prayer is correct. The only way you know that what you are doing is correct is the more grace that God is revealing to you. You will see yourself winning battles in the spirit. How many of you have seen it? You win, continue winning. No, but yet you have not seen it manifest. Men that don't know the ways of the spirit, they will give up. The day the manifestation will come, you are no more even praying. You will see certain things manifest in the life of your children, and you will know, this one I prayed it 10 years ago. But you have prayed and passed. And for 10 years, a man that is not intelligent can go ahead and do something that will nullify the impact of the prayer that he has made or delay it. What he doesn't know is that intercession is a secret work. Intercession is a hidden work. Intercession is a foundational work. Intercession is a restorational work. That's why many people don't like it. You see this prayer we are praying, especially the way we are praying it. They want to do many things except pray. Say the truth, dog. Do you like prayer? I mean, as a normal human being. Even me too. We are in the same thing. Even me too, I don't like it. Somebody came and said, you like prayer. Me, like prayer? He's a praying spirit, oh. Play it for me. No, not loud. Just... I pray, hear not I that pray. I groan, hear not I that groan. I groan, hear not I that groan. Bosa, there is a groaning spirit within me, oh. I bate bebe koba brata ta 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 ta. Somebody said, I want to pray like you and die praying. What that young man doesn't know is that I used to struggle with 15 minutes. When I pray 15 minutes like this, I will come out like this. Do you know I prayed 15 minutes? Say after me, 15 minutes. And the devil is looking at me from the chamber of his darkness. And he's saying, this guy thinks he's ready for destiny. They will send the smallest demon in hell. And he will come and mess you up. What can 15 minutes prayer do? Huh? Go back and ask that your pastor. That is what the church is riding on is the 10 minutes opening prayer. What can 10 minutes opening prayer do for your life? Esther, men have to pray and pray for what?
Long.
So when you pray, many people expect instant result. Instant result for something that the basis of his oppression is before you were born. That means even you is not logical. There is no logic to back your expectation. Because when you start groaning and praying, God will go. You see, this is how God works. God is not, if God really wants to deal with a matter, he doesn't deal with the symptoms. He deals with the source, the cause. Which is why when God is dealing with a matter, many times the symptoms can still be there.
But what you don't know is that he is already dealing with the cause of the matter. Are you getting the point? So somebody that probably the person is suffering from, you know, what's the weakness? What can you suffer from now? Masturbation. The person has prayed and fasted for long, and he doesn't know that God has used that prayer and dealt with the root of the matter. He's dealing with the root of the matter. But after 2 or 3 months, you will relapse into depression, relapse into masturbation or whatever. Those things are symptoms. They are bad, but they are not the main thing. In fact, sometimes you can suppress that by discipline. But if the root of the matter has not been dealt with, all the time I get all these kind of messages. Some people say they are addicted, they can't do without sex, they can't do without this one. Some of them say that they suppressed it. Suppress it until you receive one text message. A young man told me, the guy is probably listening to us. The guy told me that he appeared in a place. If you are listening to me, you need to come and see me. Because so that they will not steal your ministry from you. A damsel appeared from nowhere and started becoming so nice. When a damsel appears and starts becoming so nice, what do you do? No. What you do is you do man. I know bulldozer, he will do man like this. Elijah, what will you do? Not lie. What will you do? Find mic for him. What will you do? You will flee. Nah, lie. Elijah, flee. Don't go. The young man said that the lady started, before you know what is happening, the lady said, let's chat on WhatsApp. Before you know it, the lady said, show me your naked picture. Sent. The lady sent her own. Then he sent it. The lady sent it. You are not with me. After some time, the guy wanted to speak in tongues. Now the tongues have dried. What the guy did not see is that Satan is not about that thing that they are doing. Satan is looking for something. What he's looking for is your prayer altar. But there is only one way to get to your prayer altar. A man that finished sex chatting, can he still pray? There are many things you will fight. Say, man of God, help me. Man of God, help me. But the problem is that there is still a root that has not been dealt with. Because such people, they are thinking they are okay. But what they don't know is that they don't have opportunity. If they have opportunity, they will barb a word like this. And put... They will use clipper and open it like this. It is just opportunity that... Because you didn't have opportunity, you can wear suspended trousers. It's opportunity you did not have. So you suppress the tendencies in your soul. The root of the matter has not been handled. It is the symptoms that we are not seeing. When the chips are down, you relapse back. That's why many of you go back into depression after every 2 months or weeks. Because the root of the depression has not been dealt with. What you do is that you do one or two things and you feel good. When something hits you like this, you go back to square one. And you become the original one that said, I'm no. They welcome you. The demons of depression will welcome you and say, our daughter, welcome back. Our daughter, welcome back. And they will release for you 3 more demons to make the work more effective. Saptami Foundation. I didn't hear you. Saptami Foundation.
Hey, are you sure I will finish this my teaching? Oh, huh? It's much. Oh, I've not even started. God will help us. Let's. Yeah. I should not be explaining again, Abby. Let me just be reading it out. So we'll be fast. Thou shalt raise up the foundation of many generations. This is the injunction that God given a man that has taken it upon himself to stand as the bridge repairer and the restorer. Are you getting the point? There are many things your family have lost. Those days I'll be listening to my father, he'll be talking, and I will know that there is more. There is more. There is more. That powers that are bigger than him overpowered him and stole his staff. I was listening to one joke by a young man. How many of you have seen it? The young man came and said, destiny can neither be what? How many of you have seen it? What did he even say? Remind me. Wait, there is a way he started. Okay, they told you that they were playing a very slow song. Destiny can never be changed, but can be delayed. Huh? He just turned and said, they will change it for you. Brothers and sisters, they can change it. Yes, they can. In fact, I don't want to show you some deep mysteries. Huh? Even the Bible said that you can take one's bishop prick and give another. In fact, some of us appeared on the scene because many people did not do their assignment. That's why some of us are here. It's possible if you go and ask God what he has called you to do, you are not the first. You are not the first choice. You are not the second. You are not the third. You are not the fourth. You are not the fifth. But first, second, third, fourth, fifth, they failed. And many of the time, what causes them to fail are foundational matters. So, are you with me? When you begin to follow God and expect a move of God in your life and through your life, and you insist on dealing with foundational matters, Satan will be very angry with you. Sometimes he will want to kill you. Because he knows that this is the... If he tries to kill you, he doesn't get you. He will give you husband, give you money, give you job, give you masters, give you anointing. Huh? And then you will relax and say, oh, pario. Shebi, I get a mabi. Everything done, man. We are here now. Say after me, we are here now. Let our generation hear. What you don't know is that you are far. Huh? The day Satan will hit, you will find out you are not prepared. It's after me, intercession. Intercession is the hidden work that is in the foundation. That is why when revival is about to come, God must lay hold on brutal intercessors. And they will pray for long and pray their life into the foundation of the move of God. Any move of God that you cannot find intercession that affected this foundation will be very feeble. And that has been the problem with the moves. The revival. There was a revival that hit Nigeria in the 70s. Huh? I'm telling you. People came from abroad to study the revival that came in Nigeria. The people that study revivals, what are they called? Who knows what they are called? I will remind you tomorrow. Missiologist. I've forgotten. I'm not. I will find it and tell you. When they came and studied the revival move in Nigeria, especially when they started seeing that before that time, the highest place we see people packed in a service is in South Korea. But what was happening in South Korea after some time started happening in almost multiple denominations in Nigeria. So they came and said that there is revival in Nigeria. When they appeared, they said that the Nigerian revival is shaped this way. Watch, watch. that the Nigerian revival is very wide, but it is not deep. Say after me, wide. But it is not deep. Do you know why it is not deep? There is no intercession in the foundation. There is no intercession. That is why this day men will pray. Huh? We will not pray because we are looking for anointing. For God's sake, we are no more looking for anointing. We used to be hungry, but we are no more hungry. At least we can eat once a day. So it is obvious the reason why we are fasting is not because we don't have option. It's obvious. Are you with me? It's obvious the reason why we are praying and interceding is not because we are waiting for God to anoint us. A man of God came and met me after some weeks that my father died. He came and told me that my father told him before he died that this anointing that is on my life is not the anointing of my ministry. I know many of you see somebody said that this young man has power. This way. I have not entered the power, the anointing of my calling. I know the year it will come. I will not tell you. Huh? My father told the man that this one is from the womb. That this, my anointing now, is from the womb. I don't know about some of you, but some of us came into this world to do one thing only. If I say, I don't want to do this ministry, I want to do business, is I'm saying I want to die. That's the, because some of us, we are captured. Our father saw us and then married so that it will be possible that the way we saw will now be better. So he said, this anointing is from the womb. Huh? You know why I'm saying this? It's not to make a point. What I'm trying to tell you is that anointing is not the reason why we are. We have seen things bigger than anointing. We have seen things that the anointing cannot deal with. Huh? And we have seen a part in the spirit. It is traveling. I will pray. Touch your neighbor, say, I will pray. We pray. No, I won't stop. No. Shate pakai kakaka kakaka. No, I won't stop. No matter what we see, we will keep praying. When the Lord comes to take us home, we will be praying on our bed and go. In Jesus' name. There was a man called John Welch. The man was a missionary to India. They said the man prayed so much that his heart left the anatomical side on the left and went to the right hand side because of prayer. As he was dying on the deathbed, his prayer was still on his mouth and he died. There are men that this earth is not worthy of. I want to join that ranks. There is a man called John Hyde, aka Praying Hyde. They said this man will face the wall and pray till his breath stained the wall for years. These are men that will kneel down, and the place they are kneeling, you will see hollow where they are kneeling. Praying Hyde. How many of you have heard of Father Nash? Daniel Nash? Huh? Daniel Nash. Daniel Nash was the one that is the secret of the ministry, the revival ministry of Charles Finney. Daniel Nash. The men that bore record about Daniel Nash said that he is the prince of prayer. They said he's what? The prince of prayer. When we appear before God, we know what is more important. It is good to talk and preach, but before we do it, we what?
Boy, keep
you will do more for God in prayer than in talking. A man will achieve more for God in prayer than talking. I have found out that talking doesn't do much as you think. Talk doesn't achieve as many people. We will exhort talking much. And what is really working, we know it's working, but we don't know how powerful it is in working. It is prayer. Intercession. Intercession doesn't die. The words that you spoke can die and be forgotten. But the prayer that a man prays is held up in the eternity of God. Men can appear in the next 100 years and lay hold on the realities captured by that prayer. Many of us appeared and began to serve God because prayers were made by men and they were captured in the vials of God. When we appeared and wanted to become another thing else, the prayer has to be answered. Prayer. In the days that counseling and instruction, the advice of your parents failed, their intercession held you back. That is to show you that prayer cannot die. No man can refuse prayer. No man is beyond prayer. Men can be beyond your intercession, beyond your counsel, but they can't be beyond your prayer. Prayer. Keep me on my knees. Keep me on my knees. If at all I will die, let me die on my knees. Let me be sure that I die praying. Even if he didn't come, let it be that I died praying. Pray for 1 minute. Ask God to make you a prince of prayer. Ask God to make you a prince of prayer. Ask God to make you a prince. A prince of prayer. A prince of prayer. A prince of prayer. A prince of prayer. I see that grace falling on people here now. A prince of prayer. Men like Daniel Knox. Men that carry the words of the revival. Here again. And I'll speak with. But before they appear, intercessors, priests, and princesses of prayer will arise. Men with horns in the spirit that have the capacity to deal with things that is in the foundation and restore the waste places. Priests of prayer. Ask God to make you a giant in prayer. Ask God to make you tall in the spirit. Let me be tall. I might be small in the natural, but in the spirit, in the place of prayer, I'm a giant, I'm a priest. Let princes arise in the name of Jehovah.
I pray, hear not I pray. I pray not that pray. There is a praying spirit within me.
No revival without prayer. No small prayers, much prayers. No revival without princes rising. Prince of prayer rising. Mighty men in intercession. Men that we pray for long. Pray hard and for long. Until that spirit, soul, and body is consumed. I grow near not the grow. I grow near not the grow. There is a groaning spirit within me. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. I pray and not I pray. I pray and not I pray. There is a praying spirit within me. Oh. God is raising giants in prayer here. Now, online, listen to me. Something will come upon you now. Oh my God. Oh my God. Oh my God. It's like a wildfire. It's like a wildfire. It's like a wildfire. Princes of intercession. Great men that we have power with God. That we have power with God. That we have power with their generation. That we have power with the territory. Men of prayer.